Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Jay, and this is the Rewatch Podcast. I watch movies all the time. Then I like to rewatch them, and sometimes I'll even watch them again. It doesn't matter if they're good or bad or just downright terrible. I'm going to watch them and then tell you all about them. And sometimes I'll have special guests join me. This is the Rewatch Podcast. Welcome back to the Rewatch Podcast. I am Jay Thomas, and we are dropping this episode a couple days early. I'm going to be out of town and not going to be able to do it. And a new movie came out today, and that was Rob Zombie's The Munsters.
Rob Zombie, the director of House of a Thousand Corpses, Halloween, and The Devil's Rejects, brings you the greatest love story ever told.
I don't like the sound of that.
Think of it. The brain of a super genius transplanted into the body of a perfect physical specimen.
I want a man that makes my blood run cold. A man that every time he enters my crypt, it's like a stake through my dead black heart.
I can whip you up a humpy down in the lab.
Oh, no. Remember what happened last time?
He was battered.
I'm gonna go.
Okay.
I'm looking for a vision. A queen. True love.
And what exactly do you want?
Is Herman Munster in there?
Well, hello.
I knew the moment I laid eyes on you that you were special. I understand if you don't feel the same. I'm just a regular gal living a boring, normal life.
If there's one thing I know, is that the rest of the world melted away as soon as you appeared in my life.
It seems Miss Lily is truly in love.
Oh, come on. You know, and I know, that we gotta get rid of that bozo Herman Munster.
I'm a big fan of Rob Zombie's movies. I should probably clarify that. I'm optimistic for them, and I'm always excited for them. I'm usually pretty mixed on the end result because I like them to a point, and then there's always something that I'm like, eh. Like, it's usually just a lot of screaming and people swearing a lot, which I don't mind that, but I mean, tends to be a constant thing in his movies. It can just get a little obnoxious after a while, and everything's really dark and grimy and gross and icky. Icky's a good way to describe a lot of his movies, but I get very excited for them. I don't know what it is. I think I just like Rob Zombie. I think he's a cool guy, and I root for him. You know, he's just one of those people that, like, I'm excited that he gets new stuff out. And honestly, like, last night and the last couple days, I've been excited to watch The Munsters because the trailer came out a couple months ago, and I didn't know what the heck was going on with it. It looked very low budget, and to be honest, it kind of looked like a porn parody. Not that I've ever seen a porn parody of any kind, but if I had, I feel like it would maybe look like that. The Munsters is actually a show I really liked growing up. I mean, of course, I saw it in reruns. I have the whole series on iTunes. I haven't watched the whole thing. I've only watched like a handful of episodes here and there, but I always liked the Universal Monsters, so it made me really like the Munsters. I've interviewed Butch Patrick before, who played Eddie Munster when he was a kid. I liked the Munsters when in the like early 90s, they had a reboot, or maybe it was late 80s, on, I think it was Fox or something like that. And I even liked that. Like, I just have always liked the Munsters and the idea of the Munsters. So I've wanted to see it on the big screen for a long time. The Addams Family did it in the 90s, and they've always kind of been back and forth with each other. They debuted a day apart. The shows did. Munsters was first, and then Addams Family was the next day, which I didn't realize they were that close. I didn't realize they came out at like the exact same time. So I've always liked them both, and I love the Addams Family movies, and I always wanted a Munsters movie to happen, and it never really did. They've done like TV movies, and they did a movie a long time ago, but I don't know if it was TV1 or if it was actually in the theaters. I was not born at that point. But I know there was talk of it for a while with like the Wayans brothers, and I thought that was sort of an interesting idea. They rebooted it on NBC like 10 years ago, but it only ended up being like a Halloween special that they only aired once, and it was like a modernized version of the Munsters. And I actually liked it. I thought it was kind of cool. It was from Brian Fuller, who did Pushing Daisies and Hannibal. So, like, I liked the idea of it, and I thought it had promise, but nothing ever happened. So then Rob Zombie got it, and I'm like, okay, so is this going to be like a dirty, grimy, very vulgar Munsters? No, it's not at all. It is a very family-friendly Rob Zombie movie, which is crazy. It debuted on Netflix today. It also is being released on Blu-ray at the same time. I don't believe it's getting a theatrical run. And I get why. This movie is... It was made. It was a made movie. And it's colorful. And that is about it. Like, I don't think this movie really works very well. I mean, it's very much kind of the show, in a way. Like, it definitely has the show at heart. And you can tell everybody making the movie is having so much fun, which is fun to watch. Like, you kind of get into it in that way. You can tell they're having a really, really good time putting it together. I know Rob Zombie and his wife, Sherry Moon Zombie, they're huge fans. It's kind of like I knew that going into Halloween, that he was a huge fan of the Halloween series, or at least the first movie. And I think sometimes when you're that big of a fan, sometimes it can sort of cloud whether or not it's going to work. Like, he stayed very true to, like, Herman Munster and the characters, and they're kind of straight out of the show, which is awesome if it were the 60s still. And, like, I love corny jokes. I love corny jokes. I love puns, and there are plenty of those, but they're very awkwardly paced, and I don't think they're that funny. There's a couple times I giggled, and a couple times I thought, like, they sort of nailed certain characters. Like, Daniel Roebuck as the Count, or, you know, Grandpa as we know him in the show, he's really good as Grandpa Munster. Like, I really liked him a lot. He played the part very well. Jeff Daniel Phillips, who plays Herman, who in the previews, I thought, no, I don't know that I'm going to like this. I actually really liked him as Herman Munster. I thought he was fine. Like, at first I wasn't sure, because Herman Munster to me always has that deep Fred Gwynn voice. Like, that just seems like it should be part of it. And Jeff Daniel Phillips doesn't really have that. But, like, he nailed the laugh, and he gets a lot of the faces right. And he kind of has the body language down. Like, it was a pretty good... I don't really want to say impression. I'll say tribute to the original character of Herman Munster. Sherry Moon Zombie plays Lily, which, of course, she does. It's a Rob Zombie movie. She's going to have the lead. I don't have any problem with it, honestly. I have always liked her in things. I do find her portrayal of Lily Munster a little weird. Like, there's a certain way that she talked in the original show, but I don't remember it being like this all the time.
Oh, I guess we're going to have to get used to it.
Like, it's almost like it's a kind of a characterization of her, like a caricature, sort of. It's very off-putting and unnatural and weird.
I'm going to go.
Which I realize it's the Munsters. So that's going to be part of the Munsters. There is no Eddie Munster. He doesn't exist. This is a prequel to the show. So it's, you see the creation of Herman Munster, which is almost exactly like Frankenstein. Wrong brain. He's a cheesy stand-up comic that gets put on this giant body. And, it's Frankenstein. It's a Frankenstein story. Dr. Henry Augustus Wolfgang is the mad scientist that puts them together, played with Richard Blake, who's in a lot of the Rob Zombie movies, who's usually one of the most vulgar and disgusting characters in all of Rob Zombie's movies. But in this one, he's pretty, you know, not normal, but I feel like he's channeling Vincent Price a little bit. And again, very over the top. I think he's probably having a blast being Dr. Wolfgang. Sylvester McCoy, who was the seventh Doctor from Doctor Who, is Igor in this. Jorge Garcia from Lost plays Floop, who's sort of an Igor character for Dr. Wolfgang. And, like, the whole beginning of the movie takes place in Transylvania, and the Count is trying to keep Herman and Lily apart because he thinks Herman's a buffoon, which tracks with the way the show is. But it's just, it's a very strange movie. Like, the whole time I was watching it, I kept thinking, this looks like a live-action cartoon. Kind of in the way that the Speed Racer movie, like, really felt like the cartoon come to life. Because I've always said, I mean, if you paid attention to the podcast, a lot of times I've said, I really like movies that are bright and colorful. this is a super bright and colorful movie, but it's kind of gross. Like, it's, I don't know how to explain it, but it's too much color for me. But I kept thinking, like, this looks like a real cartoon. And it's funny because Rob Zombie shot the film with a heightened color scheme. He says, I noticed when the actors were in their makeup and they were just walking around getting lunch or whatever, they looked like a cartoon character come to life. They were just so insanely colorful. I had to light the movie in the same fashion. It really seemed at all times like a live action cartoon, which is really exciting. And he succeeded, because that's exactly how I felt while I was watching it. And I thought, if this movie was animated, it would, I think, get a pass. I think it would be better if it was animated, because you would let some stuff go because it is a cartoon. But it's not. It's live action. And I don't know, a lot of the scenes, they just didn't seem to mesh together. It was very strange. But then, like, the second half of the movie, they're in America. It's not even the second half. It's, like, the last probably half hour, maybe 40 minutes. And that's the thing, too. Like, it's kind of a long movie. Like, it's an hour 40, which isn't that much longer than a normal movie. But for this, it really kind of runs out of steam. Like, it's this kind of the same joke over and over again. But then when they get to America, it definitely feels more like the show, except it's even brighter. Like, when they're in Transylvania, at least, like, it's actually filmed in Romania, so you get, like, the castles, and you get just kind of, like, this gothic look, but that's also, like, super hyper bright, like, lots of purple lights, and pink lights, and, like, blues, and greens, and this weird lighting. But then when they get to America, everything's super bright, and sunny, and, like, Herman's green is just like neon green and in your face. And it's just, it's very, very bright and colorful, like way too much. And it completely took me out of it because, you know, if you've ever watched The Munsters, it's black and white. So it's quite the contrast, but it does feel like the show. Like when it gets to America and they get in their neighborhood, like it, when they get there, it's Halloween. So people are in costumes and they think they're fitting right in. Cassandra Peterson, who plays Elvira, is a realtor, and it's kind of fun to see her play a character that isn't Elvira, because I always just think of her as Elvira, and I always just call her Elvira, even though I know she's not. She seems like a very nice lady who I've actually met before, named Cassandra. And when they first meet her, she's dressed up like a witch, and she sees them and kind of freaks out, and they have this like sound effect, like doo 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 doo.
Greetings from Transylvania.
That's a strange way of saying hello.
And she, like, does this fast motion fainting backwards. And it's very much like this type of stuff that they used to do in the show. And they do it a couple times in the movie with, like, fast motion or slow motion, or they throw, like, sound effects in. And that just sort of adds to, like, it being a real live-action cartoon. But it's kind of weird and jarring in this movie. Like, it feels super low budget, which I think it is. And I feel like if this was a pilot for like a rebooted TV series, it might work. But like it's not. It's a movie. But I think I think technically that you would consider this a TV movie. And for a TV movie that you maybe watch around Halloween, I would say this kind of works. But in general, I don't see myself revisiting The Munsters very much, which is disappointing. But it's also kind of where I thought I was gonna land. I mean, I wanted to like it, and there are some things I like. Like I do feel like the chemistry with like Grandpa. I guess I should say the Count. He's not the Grandpa in this. The Count, Herman Munster, and Lily. It all kind of works for me. I think that they really do fit, and I do think it's funny when like the next day after the Halloween party, and they think they're fitting in. Herman goes to work, and he sees the neighborhood as it actually is. Which I think it's supposed to take place in the 60s, like the show. And he sees all these normal people and he freaks out. He thinks they're all monsters, which was funny and silly. But I think if I was a kid, this movie would probably land for me a lot. I probably would really like this if I was a child or in middle school. That's what it kind of feels like. Like it fits in that area. But it's just like this hyper colorful throwback. I mean, it is The Munsters. It is The Munsters. But I guess I wasn't expecting it to be so still the 60s in it, but in a weird Rob Zombie lens. That, like, if you've ever seen House of a Thousand Corpses, when, like, they're at Captain Spaulding's, like, tour, and it's, like these really harsh, colorful lights. It's like the same sort of thing. And it's weird. It's odd. And all the scenes just, I don't know that they really go together. They're in Transylvania for such a long time with Herman and Lily dating. And then there's like a subplot with Lily's brother, Lester, who is a werewolf. So I guess that explains how Eddie Munster is a werewolf eventually. It's just in the family where he's kind of like a swindler working with like these fortune tellers, which is a nod to the Wolfman, and they want the Munster's house. I think if this would have been cut a little bit more, might have been a little bit better, but it's just, it's so weird and so low budgety. I really can't say I overly recommend it. And if you're thinking like, no man, I'm going to buy this, I would advise you to watch it on Netflix first. Like, really give this a look first and see. Like, if you're a diehard Rob Zombie fan and you have to have everything of Rob Zombies, get it. But, I mean, as long as it's on Netflix, I don't really have any urge to see it. Although I would like to hear the audio commentary for the movie, just to hear some why some decisions were made and what the making of this movie was like. But I guarantee if I did, I would probably like it more because I could see all the fun that they were having making it. Like, it, I've said it multiple times, but it just does seem like everybody had a blast. And that does come through, and that does sort of make me like it to the point where I probably will watch this again, but probably not for a year. Maybe I'll watch it again closer to Halloween, since Netflix decided Wednesday wasn't going to premiere until Thanksgiving. Like, put it out now, man. It looks way better than this. But when it comes to the Munsters, I'll probably just watch the old reruns instead. This does really kind of just feel like the Munsters on acid. Like a lot of acid. Like all the acid that you can find and take all at once. That's this movie.
The Rewatch Podcast is an Alpha Media production.